AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Pope Francis says a final mass in Cuba this morning before heading to Washington this afternoon to begin his three-city, six-day visit. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports security is tight ahead of the Pope's arrival.
Thousands of police, Secret Service agents, and other law enforcement and intelligence officials will help protect the pontiff in the capital. But then that'll be equally true at stops in New York, where he's got a UN visit and a mass scheduled, and Philadelphia, where he's joining the World Meeting of Families. Yes, polls show Francis is hugely popular, but history shows he's also a target.
Scott Walker is the second Republican governor this month to cite God's guidance deciding to drop out of the presidential race.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker said his revelation came Sunday at church.
The pastor's words reminded me that the Bible is full of stories about people who were called to be leaders in unusual ways. Today, I believe that I'm being called to lead by helping to clear the field.
Walker suggested other candidates might have a similar calling so that conservatives can unite behind someone who can defeat Donald Trump. I'm Steve Coleman.
Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton lays out a new plan to rein in the rising cost of prescription drugs.
We're going to start by capping how much you have to pay out of pocket for prescription drugs each month. And we're going to start holding the drug companies accountable to drive down the prices.
She spoke in Little Rock before federal marshals led Stuart Parnell from a Georgia courtroom after he was sentenced to 28 years. Parnell apologized years after his company's peanut butter spawned a deadly outbreak of salmonella poisoning. Gabriel Menier's son got sick from that peanut butter.
My heart goes out to the Parnells. It really does. I'm sorry for their pain. But were they sorry for my pain 7 years ago?
This is AP Radio News. While the European Union is convening meetings to seek a resolution to the refugee crisis, finger-pointing has turned especially nasty in the Balkans. Croatia at first welcomed migrants after Hungary closed its border, thinking they would simply go to Slovenia and continue on to Austria and Germany. But then Slovenia shut its border. The Red Cross says time is of the essence for the many now arriving in eastern Croatia.
We call on urgent action of everybody involved, you know, to make sure that these people come to safety and to the point of destinations, wherever those are.
Police in central India say road construction workers killed a man when they accidentally buried him in a pit while repairing a road. The crew didn't notice that a drunken man had fallen into a crater on the side of the road before they dumped gravel and asphalt into it, then rolled the road flat. The death discovered when villagers noticed part of the man's hand in the road. Jets beat the Colts 20-7 in Monday Night Football. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.